to meet one.
Graham Nash and David Crosby at the Beacon Theater, September 8th, 1975.
Dolby System Pew.
It's not Dolby on it.
We really missed it.
We ask that there's no smoking in the auditorium tonight. We just about had a fire here last night that could endanger your lives. Please do not smoke. Thank you.
Thank you.
guys were obviously having a good time when we got here already. Graham said this last night, but it's definitely true. They say New York is in trouble, but it plainly isn't. You guys are obviously doing fine.
What did the letter say?
I feel really good.
Yes, the way I live.
So I went to the country, most of the friends, cause I heard that the house and the barn had a plan. I took a look at the home where the bird used to be. I'll sing him a song, cause he sang one for me. December.
Vegas type act is because I can never remember. I always blow it. Hey, bullshit.
Thank you. a long-eyed baby, long-haired killer, killing us all. There's only half one heart, and he up and died. We got to kill.
Can you drive it out of here?
Gamblers taping in the phone. On the south bound Do you know what? We'll be right back.
I'd like to say a personal thank you to the promoter here tonight, who's trying to do a really nice thing. He just did a Rob Delson. He's doing a real good job.
Yeah.
Holding you close on the stand before the fire. The pressure in my chest when you breathe in my ear. We both knew this would happen. When you bust the beam, my lady on the island, the roundness of your body in the fire glow, except the places where the sun refused to go. Our bodies were a perfect fit, enough to glow we. My lady on the island, letting myself wander through the world inside your eyes. You know I'd like to stay here, but every tear runs dry. Around each other in the peeping sun, beams of sunshine like the saving red lights on. I have a one to finish, well, I've just begun with you, my lady on the island.
Looking for, looking out.
woman of the year. Would I be sitting here looking after someone else who's looking after me? That's happiness to me. So I'm trying to find a girl to be on my mind.
We got a letter Nashville letter, actually, from a guy who was doing 10 years in Texas in prison for about 4 joints of some ridiculous bullshit. And easy enough to say boo, but things to do something about it.
The thing is, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, it's like a $5 fine, right? I mean, what the hell's going on there?
It makes sense. So, I agree, and I think everybody here knows that we're in the middle of a place that is the worst problem right now. But, in any case, it got Nash thinking about a wider part of the problem, which is people who are in prison unjustly. And there are a great many who are there for a lot of other things than just silly dope busts. And the injustice of it did sort of make him want to write a song. It's one of those ones I wish I'd written. I like it a lot. It's called Prison Song.
Thank you. the other side. Love jangles my thread.
He plays so well, as a matter of fact, that when we play now, we just sort of are stuck. We can't stand to play without him, so we're going to ask him to come out and play with us. Leave it playing good.
Thank you.
second with these two total maniacs. Because what you're going to hear next, you're not going to believe anyway, so...
I had this crazy vision. No, it's not that one that I was talking to you guys about. Doesn't involve girls. This one is one about one of the human mistakes, one of the great mistakes in the human book of mistakes, the book of human fuck-ups. About number 25 or so. It's the one where winning or being the biggest or being the champ or getting heavy, you know, it's all that matters to you. And you start copping out on all your values and shit. It's very common where I come from. Very frequent mistake. Made it myself. And just the way you learn about those things. Anyway, I wrote this song about it. I sang it to Craig. And he said, yes, I've seen that one. There's a vision that I had in this song of a guy sitting in an empty football stadium, one of those huge ones, you know, all by himself, nobody there, this dead empty, wind just blowing through it. And he's going crazy, sitting there listening to the crowd. Okay? And I said that to Craig, and he said, I think I could play that. I said, good. I said, good, why don't you just do that, and then I'll just wait a little while, and then we'll sing the song afterwards. And he said, that's what's going to happen.
Thank you. that I don't really see.
Here's the only track from the album. It's a song by David, it's called Canyon. It's about You can't applaud when you don't know what the hell the song is yet.
Heard it last
year. You guys are fanatics.
The world.
once loved a girl.
She's younger than me.
Her parents kept her locked up in their life. She was crying at night. Wished she could be free. Of course, I mostly remember her laughing.
Thank you. Thank you. just like the right place to be.
Thank you.
With all sincerity, we have had one of the greatest times playing for you in the last 2 nights. I hope the Beacon Theatre has a long life of good comedy like this. Thank you.
like a bear. What's going on?